Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Friday, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, blasting you right in the eye from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a few minutes after 2 p.m. here on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you receive us, we appreciate the heck out of it. Sorry you're starting a couple minutes late. I had to pee. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and welcome to fucking Trumpistan.
Kill your fucking selves, you fucking globalists.
Fucking selves.
That's my phone. That's my ringtone.
You fucking globalist. Oh, that would be awesome. You could do that, probably.
Oh, really? Yeah. How do you do that?
There's probably a way that you can
the computer
download an MP3 and turn into a new ringtone.
Welcome to Tech Talk.
Oh, but that's out there. Yeah, welcome to Tech Talk Friday, everybody, here on Crab Diving. I don't know why I adopted that voice.
I don't know.
Immediately assume somebody who knows about tech sounds like that.
Sounds like a geek.
Techist of me.
It's very stereotypical.
Tweet us during the show, ladies and gentlemen, at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. You can also hurl us a message over at our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving.
We are approaching 13,000 likes. Let it be known.
Approaching rapidly 13,000. Thanks to everyone hanging out on the page, all the warm and fuzzy liberals.
For all other podcasts with less likes, suck on it.
Yeah, and all the ones with more likes, fuck you.
Yeah, suck on it also. Everyone suck.
Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at streaming liberal media, can buy shit through our Amazon hole. Always open, gaping for you.
Oh, geez.
At crabdiving.com/Amazon.
That's a totally new genre for media.
Ever.
Hey, is the gaping media barred from the briefings now, or is that just...
I don't know.
Jeez.
At Amazon, you go to crabdiving/Amazon, whatever you buy, whatever you get there, we get a little taste, a little nibble. Doesn't cost you anything, just helps us out here, helps us keep the light on and the beer flowing.
Yeah, is it true Black Jugs still has credentials, but the New York Times, they're out? Yeah,
exactly. Okay, so what's going on with the credentials?
I don't know, I was just making some jokes.
Oh, I don't have the story.
We don't have to talk about it.
We might as well. The people don't know to what we refer.
Well, I saw that CNN, the New York Times, and the Washington Post are banned from the press briefings, or from today's press briefing or something. But guess who's not?
Breitbart.
There you go.
Fox.
There you go.
WND.
I don't know
if WND. I wonder if WND is allowed in there, but.
Oh, come on. They can't be.
Over at our Facebook page, go to Facebook.
Hustler.com/crabdiving. Hustler's in. Penthouse Forum.
Several major news outlets found themselves blocked from attending a White House press briefing today. The lying media, New York, evil New York Times, CNN, the LA Times, the HuffPo, BuzzFeed and Politico.
You know, we can actually define whether or not someone's lying. Does the New York Times lie as much as Donald Trump lies?
Well, no.
Jesus.
The three major broadcast networks were invited, CBS, ABC, NBC, as were several news outlets playing to a conservative readership such as Breitbart, The Washington Times, and One American News Network.
God, I mean, it's not even subtle.
Yeah, I don't know if this is going to really fly. The Associated Press and Time declined to take part. I don't know if they were standing up for their fellow.
Okay.
Their fellows, or they were just like, yeah, fuck it.
Wait a second, guys.
We're not going.
No. Hold on. If nobody goes to these things, then how do we know what this fucknut is doing? I appreciate the sentiment, but shouldn't we know what he's doing?
Well, and it doesn't matter. It's not like they get a lot of news from the fucking press conferences from those lying sacks of horse dung anyway.
But that's when they tell us what they're doing.
Well, kind of. It's more they make more news with what a shit show it is. And sometimes you get a little bit of news out of it, but goddamn, most of the time it's trying to catch them in lies and bullshit and stuff.
Well, what a spicy wears a collar that's a little too loose.
And CNN said it's unacceptable, but we're going to keep reporting regardless. It's not going to keep them from.
Yeah.
It's not like they're suddenly not going to be able to report on anything that's going on.
That's true.
They're not getting. Spicy ain't their source.
But the optics.
Well, it's bad for Trump.
The optics for the White House are not good.
I would hope
not. Well, good. Yeah. It's not good. As Trump would say, what did he say in a news?
Except not among that scary CPAC crowd.
Oh, yes. They love it.
Oh, yeah.
Get the evil media. Yeah. We don't have the grinder numbers from CPAC, do we? God damn it. That one year they had it, and it was so fucking funny. They broke grinder, didn't they? They broke it.
It was a journalist who had noted that the local headless torsos on grinder were far off the charts as compared to usual in that area.
For instance, we're talking about headless torsos. I mean, that look doesn't work for everybody. Newt Gingrich is a headless torso. I mean,
most of them,
I would think. I mean, it's like a big, look, it's a turkey.
Daddy bear? Is that how you would... It's a
pink little flesh sack.
A
sad face.
I just have from like 2 years ago where had Grindr.
Right.
Grindr at CPAC.
Oh, God, that's the best.
But, I mean, you can just imagine. It's probably the exact same. So I just can't imagine this is going to end well. And actually, for Don and the administration, I just don't see
it seems like
to ban major news outlets.
Well, if Bannon's plan is to break us, doesn't...
Which he kind of admitted at CPAC.
Yeah. Chaotic things like this, doesn't that work toward breaking us? Is this chaotic?
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know.
God,
what an asshole. How did an ugly Nazi... No, I mean that, and I only bring looks into it because we're a very superficial society.
And he's...
How did that guy get terrifying. To be in charge of us? What the fuck
happened?
Well,
and somebody who allegedly believes they're in the master race is kind of what's... The superior race is kind of where we start laughing and pointing our fingers at that. Because
are these the people that know how to, whisper these right-wing supremacist nutballs?
Whisper.
Kind of mobilize them? You're right, whispering. They're screaming at them.
Yeah.
Go scream at the media!
The Trumpian dog whistles through the whole fucking campaign that they deny. They'll say, point out once where Trump said anything anti-Semitic, or once where he said anything racist.
And he said, didn't Trump say during CPAC something was going to have to be done about the fucking media?
This morning I heard that with my own little ears during the live feed. He said, we're going to do something about it. We're going to have to do something about it.
I guess he did. I mean, he banned him from the briefing. I mean...
Some of these other news organizations should wake the fuck up and walk out.
Right.
And just not give these assholes any coverage. That's positive, then. Just put out what's the truth, which doesn't seem to be real positive.
And if you stop covering these guys, if all the legitimate people stop covering these guys, it's going to look like the fucking inauguration. You know what I mean? 311's headlining.
Yeah.
Breitbart is covering everything. That's the first. Oh, how terrifying.
Three Doors Down.
Did I say 311?
Yeah. What's 311?
This shitty band. Look him up.
It's I don't know 311.
Garbage. You don't let me tell you something. You
I
don't
know need, Three Doors Down.
Don't need to know Three Doors Down, and you don't need to know 311 because I guarantee you there are Rolling Stones songs is out it, there that you haven't listened to enough.
Is it 3-11 or is it 311?
I really don't know. It's
the band.
It's you know what it is, honestly. It's just part of the culture of douchebaggery in this country. It really is. It's a negative culture. 311 and Three Doors Down, they both suck.
Omaha, Nebraska.
Both?
311 is an American rock band from Omaha, Nebraska.
They sing a bunch of, like, it's a bunch of white kids all depressed.
Oh, okay.
With guitars.
I don't know that I'm
kill myself
familiar with them. Let's see if I can find a little bit of their music just to. Right. But
hey, you're gonna turn me. I'm gonna start screaming like Alex Jones. When we start playing 311. God, we've got our own like podcasting network. So what? We can play a 311 clip on it? Fuck that!
We're just educating the masses.
No.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, February 24th, 2017.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines.
Please clap.
Please clap. Everybody.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once. Shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
The good old days.
Let me tell you how Trump would have handled that. Oh, yeah. Hey, hold on a second. Are you laughing over there?
That's fake news, yeah.
Fuck you. I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
They're saying I messed up that saying. I rewrote it on purpose.
I'm going to sick my weird Nazi fat strategist on you.
And sure enough, the headline over at the HuffPo says, White House locks out news orgs.
Oh, shit. Is HuffPo out?
HuffPo is out, yeah. HuffPo, New York Times, CNN, Politico.
Is Crab Diving out?
I would assume so. Oh, yeah. Crab Diving wasn't in.
Oh, shit.
Although, you never know. Maybe we can get on the Skype.
He would...
A Skype question.
Hate us.
Yeah, we'd have to... sculpt our question really carefully.
Duterte.
In the Philippines?
He thought Duterte was fabulous or fantastic. One of them.
Loves what he's doing.
He either described him as fantastic or fabulous. I swear to God.
Yeah, loves what he's doing over there.
And if I'm a totalitarian motherfucker, I don't know.
You little son of a bitch, socialist cocksucker.
Now, is that Paul LePage or is that the guy from Braveheart?
It's Paul LePage.
Okay.
That's Alec Baldwin.
That's the guy from Hunt for Red October.
To his 13-year-old daughter.
I am... yeah, to
let's not forget that message is for his 13-year-old daughter.
Oh, man.
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
God, Alec, you can't... If you're Alec Baldwin, you can't yell at your children.
Well, don't leave a message.
That is like Jackie Chan.
Don't leave it on tape.
Let me explain. It's like Jackie Chan spanking his kids with full karate force.
Right.
You know, the full chop. You can't just yell at your kids like you're Alec Baldwin.
Well, you're not in a mammoth play.
No. It's not Glenn Ross. It's your daughter, you fuckhead. Don't call your daughter a fucking pig. Jesus Christ. Right? Somebody's
rude, thoughtless little pig.
Yeah.
Over at the, speaking of, over at the Drudge Report.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know this. I do have a Pope story.
Oh, yeah. It is Faithless.
It's Faithless Friday, everybody. Yes. Thanks for joining us today. We let our atheism dangle out a little bit more and talk about more secular, anti-secular stories.
Oh, shit.
Which there are many.
Yes.
It's starting.
It really is. No, this Pope, though, he's a real lib.
Well, this says Pope warned against China.
China.
Sellout.
What?
Pope Francis is warned against betraying China's underground church. This
what is
at
that?
The Oh, man. The Drudge Report link leads to thechristianpost.com.
Oh, I would go to Underground Church. That sounds like a really douchey club in L.A.
I don't think this is a fun one, though. I don't think the first rule is don't talk about Underground Church.
Oh, yes. It's like Fight Club.
Cardinal Joseph Zen, the retired Bishop of Hong Kong, has warned the Vatican against forging an agreement with the Chinese government that would grant it significant power over the Catholic Church in the country.
Right.
I don't
know. What the fuck are they talking about?
There's so much going on here. I don't know what is happening over in Hong the Kong.
Is this on the HuffPo, one of the headlines?
No, this is Christian Post from The Drudge.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Drudge. That's how crazy it is in this country. I'm sorry.
Everything that's going on here,
he's talking
and the
about
headline
this?
At the Drudge Report is that the Pope is somehow the Pope is fucking Catholics in China getting into some agreement with them or something.
That's a big deal. That's not like some stupid little fucking story about Vladimir Putin fucking with our elections.
Right.
Russia rigged our election. Russia put Donald Trump in charge of our fucking country. But let's worry about this Pope and the church.
What about her emails, though?
Oh, yes. I didn't even know there's Catholics in China. I don't mean to be a dick or
anything. It is estimated that millions of Catholics in China are forced to worship underground as they refuse to register with the state's official Chinese Catholic Patriotic Association.
Shit. Don't register with those motherfuckers. That sounds suspect.
These underground Catholics recognize the authority of the Holy See.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
And opt to worship clandestinely due to the risk of harassment.
Harassment!
From authorities.
They have to worship clandestinely. How sad.
The communist-approved
Chinese
Patriotic Catholic Association.
China.
Operates under the supervision of the central government, and the activities of its clerics are strictly monitored.
Oh, shit. That sounds like punishment. The disciplinarians.
I wonder if they have a boy diddling problem over there in China.
Oh, no, not at all. Are you kidding?
How closely do
these
they monitor
Catholics?
Them?
Yes. These Catholics. They can boy diddle like nobody's fucking business.
But they were enabled here in this country.
They're expert boy diddlers.
Well,
like if you were doing a heist movie.
Of course, Ireland and Italy and Spain and
if you were doing a heist movie, you had your guy, your computer expert.
And I had to hire a diddler?
You had your little Asian
guy. What are we breaking into that we need
that guy?
A kid diddler on the team?
You know my favorite character in Ocean's 11 or whatever? I love the tiny little Asian guy that could do all the cool jumps and shit.
Oh, he's a real gymnast, I think. From
That was great. I love that part.
I love that great little guy.
They
folded into a box, right? Like some tiny little box or something.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what I would have?
Spoiler alert.
But if you needed in your heist, if you needed a crack child molester, I would definitely hire
again,
a Catholic.
I'm not sure exactly what heist we're talking about here.
I don't know. Whatever is needed.
What kind of jewels are you stealing?
Don't worry about it. That's not your part of the plan. You're just in charge of this boy diddling.
They say that priests and bishops in the so-called underground church in China have been thrown in jail.
Oh, shit.
Oh, well, I sucks. See. For submitting authority to Rome rather than the Patriotic Church.
Call it something else then. You know what, man? Here's how I feel about this. Yes, it's wrong for China to throw people in the can for praying to the Catholic Church because it connects to Rome, right? That sucks.
Well, yeah, nobody should be thrown in jail for their religion at all.
But, like, shouldn't the Catholic Church just tell their people,
heinous.
We aren't worth being thrown in jail for. We're so rich. You're getting thrown in jail for a bunch of rich people in the Vatican?
Well, they may not be that rich in China.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Just call it something different so they don't think you're praying to... It's not even doing anything.
So they're worried that some deal is approved between the Chinese government and Rome that the Catholics in Vatican. It's feared that the Vatican will officially recognize the government-controlled church, which could allow the Chinese government to nominate bishops for the Pope to accept or reject.
Oh, God damn it. Wait.
Which basically means Vatican's acceptance of the government-controlled church in China.
church in China. Jeez. Dang.
There you go. This is some retired cardinal.
God, it's just
from China.
Does anybody give a shit about this story?
Well, I frankly don't know anything.
I don't even understand it.
About it to opine either way. But here's that's how the I headline feel about over it. Drudge. If Drudge, my
yes.
This is not great reasoning.
No.
But my initial reaction is
yes.
If Drudge is upset about it happening,
then it's a good thing.
Then maybe the deal with China's government isn't that bad of a thing.
Right.
That's just the way Drudge works, though.
Yeah. But what a bizarre
but I don't know.
Thing
I can't,
to give a shit about.
I'll have to look more
Do you know
into
what this
that.
Sounds like? This sounds like today Matt Drudge got up this morning and heard this on NPR and decided to fucking include it. This is one of these, I heard this on NPR today kind of bullshit.
Oh, yeah?
You motherfucker. Guy hears one fucking story on NPR and is all of a sudden he's a big know-it-all. I hate that. I hate that.
China.
Is this 311? It sucks. What are they? What is this?
Beautiful Disaster. It's one of their...
God. Yes, a disaster.
Oh, here's one. Here's their
For
big
pop
one.
Music.
This must be their big one. Okay. Oh, I know the song.
This is Whoa. Such... Dude, this is such garbage.
Amber is the color of your energy.
But...
I remember that song.
This is like...
That's 311.
This is the embodiment of artistic garbage. It's not saying anything. It's not doing anything. It's like, it's not going anywhere. You don't get anything from the repetition of it. It's soulless. And it's empty. It's why we got Trump. Just kidding.
Man.
I'm blaming 311 on for Trump.
If you only knew the power of the dark side.
This is some Sith Lord music. Fuck you.
So those are your headlines.
Isn't that garbage, though? Isn't that horrible?
That Amber song? Yeah, I don't remember it being one of my faves.
Shit,
I remember
man.
Them
God
playing the
damn.
Fuck out of it, but I don't remember it.
Did anybody ever grow up listening to Neil Young and say, I want to do music like that?
That had to be a little while ago, because that had to be when I was like driving in my car to work and shit before I got the,
oh, gosh,
the work
man.
At home gig.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You imagine you got
to
listen
to this
song?
When I was listening to
the
radio, yeah.
You got to listen to this song on the way to your fucking job? That's fucking bullshit. That's communism.
Happy Faithless Friday, everybody. It's a loverly day. A chilly,
Whoa!
Cold as fuck day here in Southern California, actually.
Yes.
But we'll soldier through somehow.
Oh, yes.
CPAC be going on.
CSAC.
Still.
Oh, yes.
Our orange Schittler.
Y'all getting y'all dick sucked.
Managed to speak today. And terrifying
right.
as expected. I mean, it was batshit. Everybody, it was just as crazy as everyone thought.
Right.
He went off script every once in a while, which were of course, the
best parts.
More terrifying parts. Yeah. That's where he said the first 10 minutes of his speech were
right.
The media, the lying media. I hate the media, but I love the media, but not all the media. I love the media, but all the media is lies,
God.
Especially that CNN and that New York Times.
It's a guy with the guy has more power than anybody on the fucking planet.
And then, yeah, promise
singling your news organization out for being liars.
Then promise to do something about
God
it.
God damn. Wouldn't you feel uneasy?
Which is probably what they felt they were doing. Look, we're going to kick them out of Spicy's.
Spicy.
Out of Spicy's press briefing.
Yes.
Which I don't think is going to end well for them.
Right.
For the administration, I think.
Oh, this whole thing, this banning?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, he keeps just adding more cement
right.
to the moronic pillars of his base. But his approval ratings are going down.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
It's so it could be even more scary because he's just energizing the more and more extreme loons of his base. I don't know what they're preparing for.
I don't either.
But
I wish they'd calm the fuck down.
Yeah, and
God damn. How are they so loud and angry?
CPAC, those hypocritical whore faces.
Yes.
That
whore face.
Last year, he was banned. Remember, he didn't go to CPAC because they were threatening to protest him there. Because
what?
He's not a real conservative.
Oh, yeah.
He ain't a real Christian.
He ain't nutty
now
enough.
Today, they're lining up to get a lick at one anal fold.
Isn't it crazy that they were like, Donald Trump don't believe in the hoogity boogity enough. That's really what it was. He came out and he said he was into Jesus. He said he loved the fucking Bible, didn't he? Said it was his favorite book.
And then he picked Pence, which was a smart move.
God, that, do you question the veracity of the faith of Michael Pence? Do you believe, do you think that he really believes in fucking Jesus and all that shit?
I think he's a real believer.
He's a nutball.
I think he might be a real believer.
The earth is 6,000 years old to that guy?
I mean, not that he walks the walk, right?
Is it flat?
I think he's, you know, a backstabbing, lying, evil politician.
Yes.
But I don't, I mean, I think he believes a lot of the Jesus-y stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Not the love your neighbor and help the poor stuff.
Not all the shitty stuff. The fun stuff.
Well, right. The good stuff, the stuff where you can wield hate and stuff. That's,
yeah, yeah.
That's what American Christians like.
I want to throw rocks at motherfuckers.
We talked about yesterday how that they're trying to, at least on the surface,
yes,
distance themselves from this. They're more, let's call them Nazi-esque.
Who has that as a problem?
Well, the CPAC. They kicked out Richard Spencer,
yes,
right? But if you're trying to distance yourself, why do you offer the keynote speech to Milo fucking Yiannopoulos and then only withdraw it
place
after you find out about some kid diddler comments?
Because, Pat,
he had made.
They're stupid. And I think, do you think Milo was like their, is that like the rights? I don't know. This is our gay person or something?
It's one they can tolerate, I guess. It's their
gay
friend.
It's
their gay friend who also hates gay people and thinks that
gays
shouldn't have equal rights.
You know, and there's a lot of those Christian right conservative young hip guys that are really well spoken and can really sell the bullshit. I don't know that Milo's that. Do you hear him on Bill Maher and shit? He's like, oh, I don't know.
Well, he's a Brit.
Yeah, but he doesn't really hold his own.
No, he's a provocateur. He's a shockateur.
He's empty.
That's it.
Right.
that's what he's got.
Right.
I don't know.
What the fuck would he talk about in his speech anyway?
This is from Dan Schneider.
Dan.
The organization that puts together CPAC, the American,
yes,
Conservative Union.
Oh, shit.
Doesn't that sound like a fun bunch of dudes?
Oh,
and,
absolutely.
And gals.
Hi, guys.
This is him addressing,
yeah,
the CPAC.
Ah.
And I've got a good look at a lot of the audience. I'm
okay.
Trying to find.
We're doing a scan for demographics.
Slightly brown. I'll let you know if. In the hundreds of faces,
Kate,
I'm looking through.
Kate, I'm going to need an ethnic breakdown
spot one
on this group of people.
I don't have this queued up to the right spot, but let's see. Listen to a little bit of Dan Schneider.
Dan.
Talking about the alt-right.
Oh, okay. You mean the Nazis?
CPAC. We have been slapped in the face. There is a sinister organization. That is trying to worm its way in into our ranks.
Oh, yes.
And we must not be duped. We must not be deceived. This is serious business. We have heard what conservatism is. We may have to make sure we know what conservatism is not.
Oh, boy.
What an idiot.
They just cut to a section of the audience.
Yes.
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
Oh, shit. Are they white?
I'm trying
Listen.
To... Well, of course they're all white. I don't see any person that's not white. I'm just trying to average out the age group. And there's a couple of young people, but goddamn, it's a bunch of old people.
What the fuck is this guy talking about? What conservatism? he's
talking about the Nazis and the racists. He's trying to pretend.
That's not who we are.
Right. And he even says, well, listen.
We may have to make sure we know what conservatism is not. Just a few years ago, this hate-filled, left-wing fascist group hijacked the very term alt-right.
A left-wing.
Left-wing.
Hate-filled fascist group.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm a big hippie with a lot of left-wingy friends. All my Nazi buddies.
Oh, now the lefties are fascist.
Oh, yes. I love my Nazi buddies.
So he's saying that Richard Spencer and all the peppy,
yes,
the frog lovers,
hey, wee, wee,
all those sad little insecure boys.
Fuck you.
That are all but hurt.
Ooh.
and Breitbart-y.
Toe tap me.
But you notice what he says?
Yes.
That they stole the term alt-right.
Oh, yes. They commandeered it.
So when Steve Bannon a few years ago eagerly wrapped the chinchilla stole of alt-right around himself.
Ugh, that poor stole. Oh, my God. It's a chinchilla stole?
Slowly pulling its tail between his
heavens
chafed thighs.
How many chinchillas would it take to
a lot.
Make a shawl for that
dozens
motherfucker?
Dozens of chinchilla.
A whole clutch of chinchillas died
for
your fucking coat.
But then he spoke a couple days later.
Oh yeah.
So they're covering for him.
Creepy.
saying these real Nazis,
yeah,
have co-opted the term alt-right. When Steve Bannon said he was alt-right, that was when it was okay.
Now wait a second.
It was all right to be alt-right.
Isn't Steve Bannon a Nazi?
But now there's some stupid ones who've been telling people that we hate black people and Jews.
Shit.
Oh, I mean, there are people who hate black people and Jews.
Yeah, yeah.
Who are trying to get into our group.
Listen, when you talk to the media and the press, don't talk to them like they're your stupid alt-right Nazi buddies.
Yeah, right.
Don't use the N-word and stuff. It offends them.
Left-wing fascist group hijacked the very term alt-right. That term alt-right, it has been used for a long time.
Spit it out.
In a very good and normal way. But this group has hijacked it.
God.
Hijacked the term. And they did it.
This group is hijacked. Hijacked the term.
In a very normal way. I'm going to use it in a normal way. What does that mean? What does that mean? You better not use it in a gay way.
This guy's creepy.
Really, he is. He sounds creepy. What does he look like?
I got to tell you.
Is he white?
A choice between a transgender person and this guy. I'm watching this guy in the bathroom with my kids over any transgender person.
That beady-eyed motherfucker! Really, look at him.
Intentionally, because they want to deceive the media, and they want to deceive you all about what they stand for, so they can try to become normalized.
Ooh.
And we must not allow them to be normalized.
Fuck
they
you.
Are not part of us.
God.
They stole the...
They shouldn't cut to the audience during this,
yes,
because right now...
What are they, masturbating?
There's
seriously?
A young guy,
yes,
wearing a black Make America Great Again hat.
Oh, perfect.
Who's laughing, jeez, and shaking his head at his friends.
Doing, what do you mean, making fun of this guy?
Yeah.
Ha, 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 ha.
Like, he's like, oh, this guy's talking about, like us.
Yeah.
This cuck.
Right, right.
This little cuck up on the stage talking about us. He doesn't realize we've taken it over. You heard Kelly... Goebbels.
Nine.
Gables.
Yeah, yeah.
Kelly of the Seven Gables, who was interviewed at CPAC.
Yes. Skeksis Barbie.
She said, oh, no, yeah, no, everyone's pro-Trump here. Maybe you should call it TPAC.
What? TPAC.
For Trump.
Yeah, yeah, I get it. TPAC.
And we must not allow them to be normalized. They are not part of us. They stole the term specifically to confuse us. We know who these people are. They met just a couple months ago in Washington, D.C., to spew their hatred and make their Heil Hitler salutes.
Right now,
who are they talking about?
I think he lost the audience.
They're like, yes.
I think he lost.
We all do that.
They're all like, well, you know.
What else do you do when you say hi to your Nazi buddies?
Not a lot of cheering going on. And they,
no.
They should not have put the camera on that one guy who, when...
he's so creepy.
When CPAC dude goes, they're not one of us. Yeah, the guy like looks at his friend and smirks like,
yeah, we are.
And make their Heil Hitler salutes.
Make their Heil Hitler salutes.
They are anti-Semites.
Woo!
They are racist.
I was waiting for one of those.
Woohoo!
He's describing what they do, though.
They are anti-Semites. They are racists. They are sexists. They hate the Constitution.
That is the limpest. That's a golf clap. Oh, my God, dude. Racism and sexism got a fucking golf clap
from
these fucking monsters.
I'm not sure if it was in support of him calling out the racists,
these white fucking monsters,
and the Nazis, or was it a sexist Nazi in the audience who was like, yeah, we are. Fuck yeah.
Oh, shit. I don't know. These white fuckers are doing the best they can, though, with that clap. That's the best thing. That's all they got.
They hate the Constitution. They hate sexists. Semites. They are racists. They are sexists. They hate the Constitution.
It's barely a clap.
They hate
it's
free
barely
markets.
A clap.
They hate pluralism. They hate everything and they despise everything we believe in.
What the fuck is pluralism?
They are not
pussy.
An extension of conservatism.
Fuck you.
They are not what Governor Walker and Dr. Arne and Sabrina Schaefer have talked about.
Fuck them.
They are nothing but garden variety left-wing fascists.
Fuck you.
That ain't rousing.
No, it's not.
That's not a rousing applause from, well, maybe. There's a lot of
old people.
So
what's going on, man? Is everybody confused now?
There's a lot of people who might disagree with him.
Oh yeah,
sitting in that audience right now.
Right,
the Trumpists.
Right,
but garden variety left wing fascists.
They got a big clap though.
That ain't big. There's a huge crowd.
Now, some in the media are probably wondering, what do I mean by left wing fascists?
Yes, yes.
Just a quick little tutorial in political philosophy.
Fuck you.
If on the right,
invokes Hitler.
You have more individual freedom and liberty and less intrusive government.
Whoa!
On the left.
Whoa. More individual freedom and less intrusive government. Didn't we just talk about yesterday how Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III, that cum bubble, is coming for our weed?
Listen! Nobody's coming for the fucking weed. That is not fucking funny.
Didn't we hear how they would love to go leaping into every uterus they could?
No. Oh, my God. Could you imagine? You don't want to go back to a fucking drug dealer? Are you out of your fucking mind? That sucks.
I can't listen to this guy anymore. So that's, there you go. I just wanted you to hear the first part of that where he says that. These Nazis, actual real white supremacist Nazis, are actually left wing. They're actually leftists because right wingers are all about freedom and love and openness and inclusivity.
Okay, fuck all that for a second. I have a serious question. What is happening with marijuana?
What do you mean?
I mean, because the direction it was going before whatever started, it was all going legal, recreational and legal.
Yeah.
We should expect that to continue, right? I mean, there's no reason it wouldn't.
Well, I think it's inevitable.
It's making so much money.
I just think we've one step forward, two steps back right now, because by putting, maybe, it all depends on how much leash.
It's insane.
On how much leash sanity and capitalism will put on Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III and marijuana. If he technically they could still go to Colorado right now and arrest everybody at the legal weed shops.
God damn it.
Arrest everyone possessing any weed because it's still illegal federally.
Well, the fucking planet's all Xanaxed up. You got a hard-on for marijuana. Oh, right. Fuck you.
That's it. Big Pharma
so
wants
fucking
you.
Fucking stupid.
Big Pharma wants you hooked on Oxy and that stuff.
Give me some of that hillbilly heroin.
They don't like marijuana.
Yeah, they make money on that.
I'm sure if you follow the money.
Oh,
about
yes.
Some of these anti-marijuana lobbyists.
Right.
I'm assured.
Disgusting.
That you will find the trail leads back to Big Pharma in some ways.
God damn it.
Just like police. The police, it absolutely does. Police unions and stuff like that lobby against legalizing marijuana because they like beating up brown people and dragging them in for having a joint.
And asset forfeiture and shit like that, right?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Pay me, baby. God damn, it's just marijuana, you fuckhead.
Yeah.
It's a plant.
So, also from the CPAC.
Hey.
This was earlier. This was yesterday, I believe.
Yes.
And we haven't heard from this person before, but it's well worth listening. because.
This is a new voice.
They had a guy named Trevor Loudon who gave a speech about, and he claimed that there is some Islamist leftist, get this, Russian plot to defeat Donald Trump.
Wait, there's liberals?
Well, why would the Russians want to defeat Donald Trump after having greased the hole to put him in there?
You're right. They just fucking greased up the fucking hole.
But this is the level of people that are speaking at fucking CPAC.
This is insane.
I'm surprised Alex Jones isn't there.
You're telling me there's a group of liberals?
No, according to this idiot.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But they
working
like,
with Islam and the Russians.
Yes. God. What a cabal of evil.
But... And
so stupid.
They also had this person speak. Her name is Claire Lopez.
Yes.
She's from something called the Center for Security Policy.
Oh, shit. I got a big old dick.
She's known as a far-right conspiracy theorist.
Yes.
She has in the past asserted that the Muslim Brotherhood has penetrated.
Ooh, yes.
All of our institutions across the country, from college campuses.
All of our holes.
To high schools, to national security operations.
Oh, shit.
To local police departments. This is one of these idiots who says that there's Sharia law hidden everywhere in the United States.
Oh, my God.
There's sleeper cells, Ryan. They're in everything. Hey. They're just waiting to get activated.
Is that what they want to do?
This person
is Sharia law.
This person is speaking at CPAC.
Sharia law compliant.
Main line of effort here in the United States is the civilization jihad for which the Muslim Brotherhood is the vanguard. What does the Muslim Brotherhood do? How does it pursue that agenda?
Meanwhile,
so funny.
Sitting in the front row that just applauded her.
Stop it.
Sheriff Michael Clark.
Oh, my God.
From Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
What is this vanguard that she speaks of?
There was a picture of him.
The vanguard.
There was a picture of him the other day that he tweeted.
Yes.
With somebody. I don't even remember who it was. But he was wearing his cowboy hat.
Oh, God damn it.
A rather bright flannel, brand new, polished, clean looking flannel shirt.
Oh, shit.
And a black leather vest.
Okay, well, it's
jeans,
leather
big
night,
belt
man.
Buckle. And what the first comment underneath it was a picture of the Village People. And they were like, oh, look, somebody met the cop from the Village People or the cowboy.
God.
He really looks like a fool. He looks like an idiot. You live in Milwaukee, you
asshole. Stylish, man. Some people like to dress with flair. That's cool.
You're not out riding the range, Tex.
Fuck you.
You don't need the big giant cowboy hat and the big belt buckle, you fool.
Always
you're in fucking Milwaukee.
If I got really rich, just to be really annoying, I would dress like a cowboy. Like a really cowboy all the time.
It works.
It works. Like a big hat. You know,
it drove me a little crazy in Texas because I'm like, none of you motherfuckers in downtown Dallas have ever seen a prairie.
Right.
Let alone road
posers.
Let alone road one.
Well, are there posers in the cowboy community?
If your job requires you to be outside and in the sun and you need something to keep it off your face and neck, then rock the cowboy hat, boo-boo. But not if you're a corporate accountant downtown for some corporation or some third vice president.
Yes.
You don't need to be rocking. You look like an asshole. You look like a moron with the cowboy hat on. You look like an idiot.
Does Raylan and Justified look fucking stupid with that cowboy hat on?
Well, yeah.
Or does it work?
Well, but he gets made fun of for it.
Oh, yeah, he does.
On the show. Also.
Right. But I would wear that. And he's outside, I would wear that if I was a marshal.
He's outside chasing criminals all the time and shit. So, you know, you've got to worry about skin cancer.
You're right.
Does it pursue that agenda? Through taking aim at the pillars of support of our society, academia, the Muslim Student Association, first Muslim Brotherhood front group founded in the United States.
The Muslim Student Association
academia.
Is the first Muslim Brotherhood fronted group. I want citations.
Academia. She is so irritating.
It's a group. There's Christian. I'm sure there's Christian student groups, aren't there?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. That fellowship of the...
Are the Christian... are all the Christian groups
Christian
funded by the KKK?
Association. Yes. Yeah, the KKK.
So she's saying that that Muslim students getting together to form a student association here in America are Muslim Brotherhood fronted.
Are there white supremacist, like, sports leagues?
This
like
woman... should be ashamed of herself.
Is
she
like,
really should. She's a heinous, disgusting, horrible, fear-mongering twat waddle.
Hello, twat waddle. Do you think there's like little like organizations for the Klan? Like there's like a cricket, you know, like a cricket league of white
cricket
supremacy?
Farming league.
Okay.
A cricket chasing league. You mean cricket the immensely complicated British baseball-like game?
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Right.
Oh, you hit a great wicket, Earl.
All right.
I don't know what a wicket is, by the way. I don't... Save the emails. Save the emails.
And first...
I can't believe you said you hit a wicket. How very stupid of
you. You're abusive.
It's like saying... got a touchdown in a baseball game.
Muslim Brotherhood front group founded in the United States, 1963. It is now...
Listen to that, man. The Muslim Brotherhood, which...
Man, she has her facts out there.
I don't know when the Muslim Brotherhood exactly, how long they've existed. I'm willing to believe that they might not be all the way back to 63, but she is saying that the formation of this student group back in 63 was the first load they blew into us.
Squirt. Of the Muslim Brotherhood.
Of the Muslim insurgent.
Yes.
Sleeper cell attack on white Christian women.
Where are they, though? Where is this
sleeper
cell?
They're everywhere. Listen.
That she's saying.
Listen, they're everywhere.
Okay.
On campuses all across the country. Including in high schools and even in middle schools.
There
God
you go.
Damn it. Could you imagine? There's radicalized...
Daycare. There's three-year-olds wanting to open up some jihad.
There's a radicalized
and they're teaching
seventh
them to rape your toddler.
He needs to go to Gitmo.
This woman is an embarrassment to humanity. She really is. It's
what the fuck?
A fear-mongering fool.
How the hell can you...
How are these people not laughing her off the stage?
They're at CPAC.
Oh, that's true.
Also, not just here. It is up all the way.
She might as well be on a pole for them, right? Yeah.
They love this. Is it exactly what they like?
Yeah.
Into Canada, where the Muslim Brotherhood also is mounting an offense.
Canada.
Our friends up there are in trouble right now. Our Canadian friends need our help and support. They have a bill pending before their parliament in Ottawa that would condemn and even criminalize Islamophobia.
Shit. Tell us more about how they're going
to. Wait. It would criminalize Islamophobia.
It's not true, by the way.
I get arrested if I'm afraid of a Muslim person. Is that what she's saying?
Yes. She's saying that... the right wing, the story is that she's lying about right now. Right wing activists went after a motion in the Canadian Parliament that was intended to combat anti-Islamic racism.
Yes.
And combat religious discrimination.
Okay.
They're screaming, the right wing Islamophobes of Canada
right.
are screaming that that's a crackdown on our freedom of speech. We want to be able to sling hate speech at Muslims. A liberal member of parliament who's a Muslim.
Hello.
Introduced a non-binding motion.
Right.
As a response to rising anti-Muslim sentiment. It's a motion. It's not a bill. It calls on government to, quote, condemn Islamophobia and all forms of systemic racism and religious discrimination.
Hello.
And then goes on to suggest tactics for reducing bigotry. So yeah, there's no law.
Right.
It says, as a government, we should recognize that this is getting a little Islamophobic in here.
Yeah, okay.
And that maybe we should condemn Islamophobia.
Absolutely.
And all, quote, all forms of systemic racism and religious discrimination.
Yeah, okay.
We should condemn it.
Okay, done.
Conservatives are saying, no, you're taking our rights away to sling hate shit at the Islamis who deserve
God
it.
Damn it. Listen, you little fucking
when
cunts.
When nobody's doing any such thing.
So, how are we ever going to get anywhere with these dumb fuckers?
They have their little tea baby loonies there, too. Not as many.
Good.
And they're not
fucking
in charge
God, man.
Like they are here.
God damn it.
So that's what this idiot is referring to.
It's ridiculous.
So she's lying right now. Now she's importing a Canadian loon lie. And she's spewing it forth to all the old white fat fucks sitting in front of her at CPAC and saying, look what they're doing in Canada. They're making it illegal to speak out against Islam.
In Ottawa, that would condemn and even criminalize Islamophobia. Killers of support, our courts and our legal system. The Center for Security Policy has produced two reports about the incidence of Sharia in U.S. courts already. Faith communities.
Faith communities.
The
Sharia law compliant.
She claims that there's Sharia law.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. These people really think like Muslim law is infiltrating our society. Like we're secretly being taken over by Muslims.
Yes.
I mean, in all fairness, I'm being taken over by Islam right now. And I just don't know it yet. I don't know anything about Islam. I don't even think about it. I mean, it's bullshit to me. I don't believe in anything, but you're telling me I'm getting taken over by it. How is it infiltrating my fucking life?
It's a lie. It's a lie. The ACLU produced a report debunking any myths that any Sharia law is overtaking our courts.
Do you feel like when you're sitting there, are you ever like, God damn it, I wish I lived under Sharia law? Do you find yourself like craving that?
No, not very frequently. Right. I frequently consider myself craving not living under Christian law.
Oh, yes.
Because that what seems to be probing my starfish.
Oh, God.
Every moment of the goddamn fucking day in this country these days.
Stop it.
Just saying. So this is a lie, too.
Yeah.
What she just said about the U.S. courts embracing Sharia law.
Right.
And she's misrepresenting what this study said.
Bye.
It's a lie.
Already. Faith communities, interfaith dialogue, where the bridge only goes one way, towards Islam.
What does that mean?
Interfaith dialogue.
So she what says that people are calling for interfaith dialogue, but it only goes one way.
Interfaith dialogue, to go two ways.
You said you'd let me top this time.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is that what interfaith dialogue is?
Know.
Is it anal?
Our government and national security, which are so deeply impenetrated by the Muslim Brotherhood.
Our government is deeply penetrated. Our national security is deeply penetrated by the Muslim Brotherhood.
Spit roasted!
Citations, you cunt.
Oh, yeah.
Citations.
Evidence.
Local law enforcement. And this is a really important one.
This is a good one.
She thinks local law enforcement is infiltrated by the Muslim Brotherhood. The cops that everybody's supposed to drop and fillet when you see them in uniform.
What are we doing to ferret out this Muslim thing? What's your solution then?
Listen, you fucking heathen.
What?
Muslim Brotherhood and some of its front groups are actually training our local police and sheriff's departments. And some of those police and sheriff's departments are turning around and training local Muslim Brotherhood groups.
So,
is this true?
Citations.
Where is this happening?
Please.
I need to know where this is happening.
Oh, everywhere. Open your eyes.
Even in Mayberry.
Open your eyes.
Even in Mayberry, are you telling me is Andy Griffith training Muslims?
Local police
or whatever.
Are being trained by Muslim Brotherhood and then through the transitive property of evil.
Oh, yes.
They are training
front
groups.
We
preparing to jihad the fuck out of this place.
We are spreading Sharia law.
What an idiot. What an evil human being scaring people like
so
this.
So stupid.
With lies.
Who the fuck was this? Some loon?
Some nobody? Claire Lopez from the Center for Security Policy, Ryan, which sounds very official and sane.
Fuck you.
But it's a bunch of batshit old fat white broads probably sitting around. And fat white assholes.
Oh, yes. Suck my dick.
Turning around and training local Muslim Brotherhood front groups. How's that going to work out?
What an asshole.
Media.
Well.
She's such an asshole.
Nothing's going to happen.
How's that going to work
out? True.
God, what an asshole.
Point to one. Why haven't you outed them?
Right.
Where are they, sweetheart?
Yeah.
Point. Show us one.
Show me the money.
Oh, you know they're there. You know they're there. I heard someone say somewhere that once someone knew that the bumped into somebody whose cousin.
Training local Muslim Brotherhood front groups.
God.
How's that going to work out? Media, society in general, the workplace. All of these, I would call these the pillars of support of American society. These are how the Muslim Brotherhood insinuates Sharia gradually, stealthily into our...
Those stealthy Muslims, stealthily, stealthily.
Let's back up and let's insert Jew.
Oh, yeah.
For Sharia or Muslim Brotherhood.
God damn it, man.
Let's insert Jew and see... how this might echo some speeches we've heard. I don't know. 1935.
Look where we are, though. You know, I mean, not to sound like an alarmist, but shit, man. I mean, you have a guy that's threatening to round people up.
Who's already kicking out the press.
Right. And there's no reason to think he might not do something like that. And just put him in some weird, I don't know. What does he do? Does he build an infrastructure within, the prison system to support, all these?
Private prisons are turgid thinking about all of the undocumented people that are going to be bagged and tagged now as they await deportation. They're thinking... God damn, they're going to be prison camps. We're going to have prison camps. If they really think that they're going to round up all these people, how are we not going to have prison camps? And again, what does that sound like?
That doesn't sound
what
good.
Decades in what countries does that sound like?
This really is kind of unacceptable that we're even able to even have this conversation. I mean, it's whatever. It's conjecture. We don't know. But damn, we're in the ballpark, aren't we?
It's Nazi-esque. Sure. I mean, Nazi-esque. It's creepy. It's fascist-esque. And there are definitely a lot of people who would love this authoritarian bullshit.
God, what a bunch of pervs.
These are the ones who scream about Obama was firing up FEMA camps and Jade Helm in Texas to round them up. What the fuck he wants with them, who the hell knows?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What kind of a threat did they perceive themselves as? Is the other joke.
Right. We're not worried about you.
Yeah, Obama's, the rest of the country is so threatened by Texas.
Oh, yes.
That we're sending in the troops.
Don't worry about it.
Walmart tunnels. Let's not forget that aspect of it.
Oh, that's right. He was occupying.
I mean, yeah.
It's like.
But these are the people who are the ones now who are saying that the libtards should be rounded up.
Oh,
that
yes.
In Arizona, they're trying to pass laws where you could be arrested for protesting.
Oh, yeah.
Not only the asset forfeiture, but now they're arresting you.
Oh, my God.
You're going to be arrested and thrown in a camp, probably.
Right.
And re-education camp. Maybe that's the way to do it.
Shit.
You fucking un-American, goose-stepping, boot-licking dicks.
And nobody should be fucking surprised.
Right.
Nobody should be surprised by this. It's kind of like what he said he'd do.
I would call these the pillars of support of American society. These are how the Muslim Brotherhood insinuates Sharia gradually, stealthily into our society. So what can we do about this? It is an insurgency, and an insurgency is won or lost at the local level, and so will be this one.
It's an insurgency lost at the local level.
Oh, my God.
So she's telling people, go get the local Muslims.
That's
keep your eye on them. Get them out of your community.
Good God.
Right?
Yeah,
I mean, that's where
absolutely.
That's going.
I mean, that is not
local level. You need to look up. You need to take. You need to take action in your community.
God damn it! This is
terrifying times right now.
Oh man, you guys, you couldn't vote for Hillary? I mean, really? Yeah,
because
oh my God!
What about her email?
Jesus Christ!
So,
oh God,
Ryan, get ready to.
Jesus fucking Christ! Is anybody more corrupt than Donald fucking Trump? We just started. We just fucking started.
Yeah, yeah.
God.
Just we're a month in. Strap in, everybody. Prepare to be strap-on. Strap-on? Receive the strap-on.
Strap-on upon.
Big, giant soup can one.
Oh, yes. God, that sounds horrible. It just sounds real horrible. Damn.
Ryan, you prepare to yell.
Oh, yes.
One of your favorite humans on the planet also
God.
Spoke at CPAC.
Is this Brian Fisher?
No.
Who the fuck is this? It's CPAC.
It's a warm and fuzzy huggy bear of a dude named Wayne LaPierre.
Oh, man, what a dick.
Of the NR fucking A. Now, his usual MO to make the woman we just played look like a calm anti-fearmonger.
Yes.
With his, oh, my God. He'll say the same shit usually and add guns.
It's great. It's awesome.
Listen to...
It's who we are, right?
Here's
who
him
the fuck
speaking
we are.
At CPAC.
Boy.
To a warm a warm, embracing crowd. Wayne LaPierre.
Folks, our country is under siege from a
Jesus.
Media carpet bombing campaign.
Oh, no. What? Oh, shit. I gotta get my gun.
A media carpet bombing campaign.
A media carpet munching.
I mean, they gotta lay awake at night just thinking what imagery can we use?
A media campaign
to
picnic.
Scare these fools in the biggest way.
No. Yeah, carpet bombing. They really thought about it. a media carpet bombing.
Oh, God.
Under siege from a media carpet bombing campaign. You can...
Jesus Christ.
Who wants to
Who's
go to
clapping?
These... Who the fuck wants to go to these... It's like going to Friday the 13th.
These are the worst people on the planet.
Who wants to go to these conservative
Who claps
events
for that?
When all they're doing is screaming doom and gloom and fear? Ah, be afraid. The Negroes are coming. The Muslims are coming. The homos are coming.
There's so much racist and homophobic shit
what
there.
What sad lives these idiots leave. What sad, sad lives.
I do not know. Dishbags.
And America knows it.
Oh, fuck off.
You can hear it in their tone, their sneers. You can literally see the stain on their faces. Everything from their word choices to their inflection is trained on one target, purposely and maliciously destroying the Trump presidency.
The crowd's like, what is he talking about? He's talking about the media.
God
and
the
evil media now.
That is scary.
This is the gun guy, let's remember.
This is scary.
What is he suggesting?
He's suggesting that...
In the lunatic minds of the gun fondlers out there, Wayne LaPierre has now decided that the media is the enemy.
Well, shit. Wait, what? I'm going to go shoot at some podcasters.
Yeah, I swear to God that any violence against any media member, we should pass a law that it's revisited 100-fold upon this guy and upon Trump.
Yeah. God damn.
No matter what it takes and no matter what it costs. Here's just an example. For years, the media, they couldn't have cared less about Vladimir Putin or Russia.
That's not true. I think I seem
they
to recall
cared less.
Some Crimea thing going
Absolutely.
On a
yes.
few years before that when Georgie was president. I seem to remember something in Georgia.
But yes, there's more coverage now because, well, this is bonkers.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, this is bananas. Right.
Or Obama's promise to go easy on him after he was reelected. Remember that? Which led to Obama's slow-motion foreign policy train wreck in the whole region. But now, barely a month into the Trump presidency, oh my gosh, they're horrified. They're all a fret over the Russian-American equation. Even more alarming is they've apparently found willing co-conspirators among some in the U.S. intelligence community.
Oh, my God.
Look at that.
What the fuck?
Now, Wayne is accusing people in the intelligence community of conspiring.
Oh, my God, dude.
Conspiring.
How the fuck would he know? How does he know?
He's lying.
Apparently found willing co-conspirators among some in the U.S. intelligence community. If an American president can't talk to his counterparts in Mexico or Australia on a line that he knows is secure, then, folks, our national security is at risk.
He's worried that the...
That's so contrived.
That the leaks. He's worried about the leaks. He's not upset about the facts that were leaked.
Right.
Which none were disputed. When they talked about the shitty phone call that he had with the Australian Prime Minister.
Right.
Nobody disputed that. Neither side really came out and said that didn't happen.
Right, right.
They tried to tamp it down a little, but neither side said, no, that's all lies. When the thing with Mexico allegedly happened.
Right.
When he said, we're going to send troops down there to help you clean up that drug problem.
Right.
Neither side denied it. In fact, Trump then said, I was just joking.
I was joking when I said I was
joking about sending
country.
The biggest and baddest military.
God!
Just joking. What's wrong with you people?
That is insane. Isn't that insane?
Everyone's lost their fucking
You can't
mind.
Just joke.
On a line that he knows is secure, then folks, our national security is at risk. You know... You know, 100 years ago, if you eavesdropped and published the affairs of the head of state, you would have been tracked down and hanged for treason.
No.
God, that's crazy.
God.
Look, we got to start hanging motherfuckers. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that's what they want to hear. We can track someone down and hang them.
Perfect.
Can it be a black one?
And publish the affairs of the head of state, you would have been tracked down and hanged for treason. Yet.
Who's
today,
going woo?
Who woos for that?
You could track them down and hang them for treason.
God.
Woo! You think she flashed her tits? You think she think she lifted up her pants bottoms and flashed her tits?
Oh my God.
Obama can commute the sentence of a traitor like Chelsea Manning. And all the media want to talk about are Manning's underwear choices and makeup routines.
What is he talking? He's just like, I've lost them. I'm going to throw in a transgender traitor.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
That'll get him back.
Hey, y'all.
What a horrible,
it's
horrible,
really creepy
cross-segment of humanity. Really.
It's really creepy. It's like, is this how they're going to go after people? These weirdos like Wayne LaPierre, like the NRA guy calling somebody out. It's very strange.
Our president spoke at this with among these vipers.
It's
among
nuts.
These heinous subhuman creatures who are doing nothing but fear mongering.
Would Obama have done this?
Well, no. At CPAC?
I mean, it's. It's just vile. It's just fucking vile.
Faithless Friday, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
God damn it, motherfuckers.
Don't forget crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little taste, a little commission. Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media.
Yes.
We don't bombard you with any of the ads.
Right.
Good news, Ryan.
Okay.
You'll particularly enjoy this good news.
Okay.
Do you remember?
Is this going to really be good news? Because a lot of times you say stuff is good news and it.
Do you remember? Well, the bar is low these days. You got to remember.
Okay.
Back in September, during the election, before this happened, if you could remember a short time back to the days when we weren't terrified.
Oh my God.
Of impending nuclear disaster.
Oh my
possibly.
God. Obama was president. FLOTUS.
Donald Trump appeared.
Oh, God.
On the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
What are you talking about? I know.
When.
Man, fuck this.
Seth Meyers, months earlier, had decided to ban Donald Trump from his show.
There you go.
It was a controversial decision on Fallon's part at the time to have the controversial presidential candidate on.
Yeah, yeah. A fucking racist.
But it ended up angering liberals and sane people around the country.
Of course.
Because rather than asking even the tiniest challenging question to Donald Trump, Fallon basically gave him head.
He sucked him off.
And two fingers.
Did he really? Shockered him? It hurts.
And in fact, at one point, there was that famous hair ruffling.
Oh, yes.
Scene where
God
Fallon asks if he can mess
so
up.
So disgusting.
He can mess up Donald's hair. And Donald says, yeah, go ahead.
Let me humanize this fuck nut. This oligarch Nazi.
Many people were pissed off saying that they were normalizing this lunatic.
Humanizing him.
Who they felt was threatening the basic American life and values.
Right, man. He's fucking with the fabric of the universe.
So at that point, Ryan.
Yes.
Jimmy Fallon was leading in the ratings.
Okay.
averaged more than 1 million viewers every night, more than Stephen Colbert.
Okay.
And 1.5 million more than Kimmel.
Right.
The since then, Donald Trump is now the president of the United States.
Okay.
And they're attributing now, they're calling it the Trump bump.
That's right.
Benefiting media of all sorts. CNN, which was on the barred list from was banned today from the press conference. CNN ratings way up.
Oh, I imagine.
New York Times, the failing New York Times, is just the opposite. Their digital and regular subscriptions way the fuck up.
Awesome.
Saturday Night Live, best ratings in a long time, right?
Yeah.
Because they're all shitting on Trump.
Yes.
And now Fallon, who still puffballs, you know, maybe takes little swipes at Trump in his little monologue or whatever. Right. But Colbert, everybody wondered when he moved over to take over Letterman's slot that you know, how could you go from that political, even though he was playing a character, quote, on Colbert Report, playing Bill O'Reilly, essentially. Right. And how could he end up doing fluffy poofball bullshit pablum media crap over at some kind of Tonight Show-y kind of show?
Yeah, you don't want to see him do that.
But he started out swinging from the gate.
Oh, that's awesome.
Went political, and a lot of people are like, I'm never watching CBS again. I'm never watching Late Night again. All the losers ended up bailing because they were all offended because he was going after Trump and stuff. Well, now guess who's winning in the ratings? Well, Stephen fucking Colbert.
Fuck yeah. That's awesome. He's also funny. I mean, you know, he's really good.
Right. But the... They're saying that Fallon's losing ground while Colbert gained.
Okay.
They're just about tied at times now. But it's hard to ignore the fact that Fallon has lost an average to 500,000 viewers a night.
Damn.
Between that interview with
Trump.
There
you go. You see?
And Colbert, through the same period of time, has gained almost 1 million per night average.
Oh, that's awesome.
And swinging for the fence, just like Seth Meyers. I never watched Seth Meyers.
I don't know.
But
is it funny?
Every time I see clips of him, it looks like it's pretty kind of pretty funny. So I don't really watch a lot of those. I don't watch any. what am I saying? Yeah. I used to watch Daily Show a little bit, you know, until Jon Stewart left, and then I probably should give Trevor Noah more of a shot.
Right.
I don't know. It's just not.
You watch Cash Cab?
I don't.
Okay.
That was Wayne LaPierre.
Fuck you.
And
fuck you,
and
Wayne.
The good news about Jimmy Fallon's ratings.
Oh yes. Ha ha.
Going down.
Hey, suck at my dick.
The Trump
normalizer. That's right.
Humanizer. Poor Jimmy Fallon.
No. He's all right.
You think he'll be okay?
Yeah.
You don't feel badly for him?
No.
Okay. John Boehner was in the news yesterday. Oh, we should get to some more Faithless Friday stuff, but let's get to John Boehner really quickly. John Boehner, former Speaker of the Horse.
Right.
Now, really one of the more gleeful retirees from politics out there.
He seems happy.
Every time I see him, it looks like he should have a drink in his hand.
Right,
he's just got a smirk going. Happier than a pig and shit.
Now he's getting paid for all those favors he did. Like, this is the best time, right?
And he doesn't have to put up with those assholes in his own party
anymore. He's probably got a good fucking job. He's on the board or something. He's getting paid.
He'd probably still be speaker.
Oh, yeah.
If it weren't for his own party, the lunatics, the extremists of his own party. And our country wouldn't be such a shithole if it weren't for the extremists in that party.
They're just too fucking crazy.
I mean, think
man.
About it. That started with George Bush. Right. It started before that, but George Bush wanted comprehensive immigration reform.
Right.
And the Republicans, the extremist Republicans, said, fuck you.
They couldn't handle it.
And then when we had a bipartisan plan.
Yes.
From the Senate.
Right.
Sent down to the House again. It's compromising with that with that person in the White House.
Oh yeah,
we don't compromise with black people.
We're racist. Oops.
So Boehner was no. He's not CPAC. Fuck that.
Boehner didn't get a CPAC.
No,
come on.
Why should he bother? He was at some healthcare conference.
Oh, okay. Getting paid?
In Florida. Fuck, yeah. I'll bet he was.
Is he giving some speech?
Probably got 50 grand to give a speech.
Oh, my God. So he's telling stories about, you know.
Get fed some hookers in the in the hotel room.
What does he talk about in his speeches?
I don't know that that's what he did, but he's there at a conference.
Is he talking
so
about,
he's
like,
got to be there for a reason.
Towel snapping in the steam room with, like, who's that guy? John Sununu.
Sununu. So he was talking at this conference.
Yes.
And it was asked about what's going on with the Republicans and Obamacare.
Right.
And he said that their latest uprising, we're gonna repeal it, get rid of it,
fuck you.
Rip it out too, rip it out,
eat my dick,
rip it out, root and branch,
fuck you.
He said that's happy talk.
Well, that's what the fuck does that
that's
mean?
Just happy talk.
What does that mean? That's fucked up.
Quote, they're going to fix Obamacare. I shouldn't call it repeal and replace because it's not going to happen. And when he was so they're going to fix it. He
yeah,
said they're
okay.
going to take the parts that work
yeah.
and keep them and take the parts that they feel don't work and fix them.
Okay.
And they're going to wrap it in a lovely conservative bow and call it Trump Care or something like that.
Right.
But he just doesn't see them repealing it,
yeah, yeah.
Despite the Tea Party loonies,
but
right now
they'll go
the
nuts.
Freedom
though,
Caucus,
they got to repeal it, right?
But the people are we talked about that Quinnipiac poll yesterday.
Yeah.
That the healthcare people with healthcare
people aren't going to stand for
people
it.
Don't want it repealed,
right.
Without replaced,
right?
But there are still Freedom Caucus loons,
God,
screaming, repeal it now. Fuck it. Fuck them.
Why are people so fucking insane?
Get a jab.
God damn it.
When asked about, well, you know, maybe they'll be able to swiftly put a health care plan through Congress, he laughed. Boehner started laughing.
It's funny.
And he said, Republicans never, ever agree on health care. Republicans never, ever agree on health care. And that is why they're having the problems they're having now. Because in 7 years, they've been squealing, pull out Negro care.
Right.
And we're going to fix it.
Yes.
And they knew it was never going to happen.
Right.
They thought it was never going to happen. Who thought Trump would fucking win?
Nobody. Even. Nobody fucking thought
right.
that.
Until that night. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh my God. I'll bet Paul Ryan was like, holy shit. We're going to have to get rid of Obamacare. How the fuck are we going to do that?
Do you think this is a nightmare for Paul Ryan?
I hope so.
I bet you're right.
I hope he hasn't gotten
Trump winning has
hard
been a nightmare
since November
for these motherfuckers.
8th.
It really must be shocking because I just assume nobody thought it would happen. But to be on their side and then it happens, oh, God. Never thought about it like that.
That's why some people are saying that
and this buffoon
they're
is,
just they're just trying to get him to rubber stamp everything they can until it just becomes the fire becomes too hot,
yeah,
at
yeah.
which point you're going to start seeing Republicans start to peel off.
Yes.
If his ratings approvals if Trump's approval rating keeps plummeting,
right,
and his disapproval soaring,
yes,
then they're going to realize that in 2018 and 2020 they're going to be tied to Trump.
Ooh,
they got to bail. They're going to start bailing like rats,
right?
And he won't be able to get fuck all done in Congress.
No,
of some of the shit that he wants that they were grudgingly willing to go along with. Like the Republicans wanted TPP. There's a lot of Republicans in Congress that are not happy the TPP went bye-bye.
I thought nobody wanted that.
No, Republicans and Obama.
Right.
And a couple of purple Democrats.
Right. But the TPP is gone now.
Yes. Trump got rid of it.
Right, right.
One good thing. Maybe the gold drops.
Good.
Happy Faithless Friday, everybody. Hey. Thanks for listening to us this lovely Friday.
Hello.
We're here every goddamn weekday from 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific Live, 5 to 7 out on the Eastern Type Coast. Don't forget iTunes and Stitcher. And if yes. you're so kind, leave us a bunch of thumbs up and a bunch of stars wherever you're able to. Leave us a good review. It helps us out here. Share us on social medias, et cetera, et cetera.
You sound like Casey Kasem.
Dead?
Sometimes.
Oh.
Oh, he's dead now, right? Yeah. Oh, did he die?
He's no longer with us,
sadly. Oh, that's right. God damn it.
I'm
sucks.
Casey Kasem.
Yeah, yeah. Just for a second, you did. I don't know.
This is out of the Sovereign Republic.
Fuck you.
Of Texas.
Eat my dick.
Don't mess with Texas.
Oh, my God. Fuck off.
Where a lawsuit has been filed.
Hey.
By a Social Security Administration judge.
Okay.
I don't know what that entails, but it's Texas Social Security Administration Judge Gary Suttles.
Fuck you.
Gary Suttles has filed a lawsuit against the Texas Social Security Administration.
Okay.
Because they are creating a religiously hostile environment, Ryan.
Oh, shit.
They're violating my First Amendment rights. Why?
Okay.
Is he filing this lawsuit? Because part of his job is to comply with a federal directive on workplace diversity.
Okay.
Everyone has to watch a video on LGBT diversity training.
Okay.
And he
has to watch
refuses
it.
to watch it.
And what an
because
asshole.
His eyeballs, the Lord is gonna send a lightning bolt down and fry my eyeballs if I have to see something that says gay people deserve to live and be treated same.
You just have to take this guy aside and say, listen, you're out of your mind. You sit there and you watch a fucking video. And you shut the fuck up. Okay? What a dick.
According to the complaint, the agency has wholly failed to work in good faith to reasonably accommodate Judge Suttles' sincerely held religious belief against watching that video.
Oh, fuck you. Watch the fucking video, you dickhead. It's just about LGBT diversity.
The judge...
What the fuck?
The judge offered a compromise, saying that he would take a professional ethics course or some alternative diversity seminar that didn't include LGBT. So I'll go to one.
God.
I'll go to one that says I got to be nice to Negroes and Mexicans and Muslims and shit. But I ain't going one that says I got to be nice to the F words and the L words.
These fucking rednecks.
They're horrible.
With this homophobia.
Horrible people.
Fucking bananas.
Does he think he's going
to... Oh, yeah.
He's going to... Some diversity training video?
Oh, right.
Is there going to be ass fucking?
Hopefully.
Close-up felching? Santorum flowing from gaping anuses? What the hell does he think is going to happen?
Or does he
think suddenly he's going to look over and be like, well, that's a mighty fine package you got under that Lone Star belt, Bobby Earl.
I won't put my mouth on it. I can't help myself.
Good God.
These people are bonkers. This is bonkers. You could be this fucking crazy.
Then there was a, this is a similar story that we did before. This other guy in Illinois was the same thing. One of these assholes in Champaign, Illinois, refused to watch the same video. It's a federal thing.
You fuckhead. I don't have any other. You know, my problem with this is, I know I'm right, but the only way I know how to project that onto this person is just to call him a fuckhead. He's just a fuckhead.
Well, yeah. Right.
What do you do?
Watch the fucking video.
God damn it.
Enjoy the fact that you're not sitting there at the Social Security Administration doing your usual bullshit. Watch a video.
What's the video, you dumbass? Just watch it.
Heinous. Heinous people. News coming out of Kentucky.
Fuck you.
Where there were, was it like 18 million, I believe, in tax liens?
Oh, shit.
Or tax breaks given to Ken Ham's Answers in Genesis Ark Experience, the giant allegedly to scale Noah's Ark.
Why would anybody think that would make like money? That's like, that sounds like the biggest fucking bust. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, just sinking money into something like that.
I've got two stories actually about the Ark Encounter.
Who the fuck wants to go to the Ark Encounter, man? I mean, really? It's a boat.
I don't
know. So what?
Well, there may be more people now, Ryan, because they're very excited over there.
Okay.
At the Ark Encounter. They have a new diorama.
Oh my God.
That they're getting ready to display.
A diorama.
Ken Ham says the point of the diorama is to, quote, depict the wicked population in the pre-flood world. The wicked population in the pre-flood world.
Oh my God. That sounds like a Sting album.
In it.
Yes.
It looks like it's some kind of a auditorium or a coliseum. And people are watching as other people are in this Colosseum battling beasts for their lives.
Oh, my God. Is this like a...
They're fighting giants, there's humans, and there's dinosaurs.
Oh, my God.
There is a tyrannosaur sticking its head out of one of the entrances, coming into the Colosseum.
Wait.
As one of these...
Do they have live dinosaur fights?
No, it's a diorama. It's a...
Oh, it's their pose.
It's statues and shit.
Recreations of dinosaur fights? Because that happened all the time.
It's the pre-flood world.
God damn. It's so stupid. What does that teach you about anything?
Ken Ham tweeted a picture of it. We'll put it up on our Facebook and put it up on our Twitter.
Is there a pterodactyl involved?
He tweeted, exquisite design by Ark Encounter artists for new diorama depicting wicked population in the pre-flood world.
Ooh, yes.
Giants and dinosaurs.
Okay.
So there you go.
So, hello. That is so stupid.
So, you know, you get more bang for your buck. Or what, like $80? Or was it something?
God, I don't know.
Didn't we find out it's some horribly ridiculous, like Disneylandish kind of outlandish, ridiculous amount of money?
But they have a wire slide. That's probably fun.
They have a zip line.
A zip line, right.
And obviously, if you plummet to your death, you go straight to heaven. If you die at the Ark Encounter.
You know what? That's a bonus.
It's probably a ticket straight to heaven.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll keep you informed on what's going on with that butthurt judge who doesn't want to watch a homo video.
God, what an asshole. That really is kind of infuriating. Yeah. It's not even...
diversity video.
I mean, because it's not making... it's actually... everyone is trying to help. I don't know.
Right.
So stupid.
A school in Virginia... A public school in Virginia.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Christiansburg Parks and Recreation Department, specifically in Virginia, had planned a trip to the Ark Encounter in Kentucky.
A school?
Yes.
Dude, they can't fucking do that. They can't.
A resident in the area complained, and the evil atheists of Wisconsin swooped down.
Hell yeah.
Those carpetbaggers. Why is that atheist group from Wisconsin suing somebody? The good Christians in Virginia.
I rebuke thee.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation.
Satanist.
We have a success story.
Burn in hell.
A concerned local resident informed them that the Parks and Recs department there was arranging a visit to the Ark Encounter and Creation Museum in Kentucky.
Yeah.
Advertised on the city website.
God damn it, guys. Are we in fucking Iran? What the fuck? On the city website, go to the Ark Encounter.
Freedom From Religion Foundation sent a letter. They don't sue right away. They send a strongly worded letter.
Yeah, take
to
this
remind
shit down.
These people of the laws separating church and state.
Yes.
Urging the city to refrain from organizing an outing to a blatantly religious site.
The fucking Ark Encounter with fucking dinosaurs.
And Ken Ham has been widely screaming and yelling about the fact that it's there as an educational tool.
Right, right.
They want the school buses to show up.
You got to look at the dinosaur battle diorama.
Remember, he was pissed because the Freedom From Religion Foundation and Americans United Against or for the Separation of Church and State and other secular groups said... remember they issued an open letter to all, or they sent letters to all the school districts.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Around
it's
it,
like, no
saying
field
to
trips
them,
to this fucking
no
place.
No field trips to the fucking Creation Museum.
God damn it! Do you think they were being proactive there, or do you think that was overkill? Or did they?
No,
I think
that was good. Remember Ken Ham? I think we talked about it on the show. Ken Ham tweeted vociferously about the evils of the Freedom From Religion Foundation to dissuade student groups from coming to his ridiculous bullshit.
I'm sorry, dickhead. I mean, you know.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation said advertising and organizing a trip to a Christian ministry constitutes government endorsement of religion.
Right.
Alienates those Christiansburg residents. Interesting, it's called Christiansburg.
Oh, yeah.
Christiansburg residents who are not Christian and are non-religious. It's a fundamental principle of the Establishment Clause. Blah, blah, blah. It's common fucking sense.
What
also.
The fuck?
Please be advised that the trip has been canceled.
Oh, shit.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation received a response. It will be removed from the town of Christiansburg's website. The legal counsel from the city responded within a couple days. The FFRF responded, "The Ark Encounter and Creation Museum are Christian-themed hoaxes."
Oh, shit.
"That no one should fall for, let alone a governmental body. We're glad that we were able to open the eyes of these officials in this government."
But,
so there you go.
But they do have, no, it is a bummer, though. They do have that wire slide. And what else do they have that's fun there? Anything fun? In the Ark Encounter.
There's the Stone the Homosexuals booth. Marry the Woman You've Raped.
Oh, yes. Oh,
that part.
I love that.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation is a national nonprofit dedicated to the separation of state and church, with 27,000 plus members including more than 200 in Kentucky.
Shit.
Upon the opening last summer of the Ark Encounter, the group sent a letter to every school board in Kentucky, right. Tennessee, West Virginia, Indiana, and Ohio. Apparently, they didn't get as far as Virginia.
Listen, we got to let everybody know no one's allowed to go to that fucking place.
Explaining that the First Amendment prohibits schools from taking students there.
Because you know they would have showed up.
Oh, sure. God,
fuck
kidding
yeah,
me?
Man.
Where should we go this year? Oh, let's go to Harkin County.
They got a water slide.
We'll take our science group there.
Wasn't there a water park?
I don't know. Where? At the
Ark Encounter. Ark Encounter? I thought there was a water park.
Water sports park.
Oh, okay.
You can pee on each other. Trump's been there. It's Trump's favorite part. West Virginia.
Fuck you.
Sovereign state of West Virginia.
Hey.
And the legislators there.
Right.
Have filed a bill to vote on and passes a law, Ryan.
Yes.
House Bill 2568.
What in the fuck is this?
Currently in the House Judiciary Committee.
Oh, shit.
And that's the bill designates.
Oh, God.
The Holy Bible as the official state book.
Come on, man. It's going to be my state book. Is this Texas?
West Virginia.
Oh, I'm sorry. God damn it, West Virginia.
And you'll recall that last year, even in Tennessee, they tried this shit, and the governor vetoed that bill.
Why does anyone give a fuck?
He tried to say that it trivializes the Bible, but I think he knew that they were opening themselves up to some expensive lawsuits.
God, I mean, on some level, I mean, it's so horrible, but you almost want to appreciate the guy who's like, okay, yeah, it could be the state book if you just shut the fuck up. Because what difference does it make? It's all fake.
As it stands right now, there is no state in the union that designates the Bible as its official state book.
We're going to be the first one.
Yet, I will say. But Alabama.
Oh, okay. Alabama, what do they do?
Alabama has found apparently a way around it.
Yes.
And they don't have the book as the state book is the Bible, but they have an official state Bible.
Oh, God.
It's a copy of the King James Version dating from 1853, one of the state symbols of Alabama. It's kept on display at the Alabama Department of Archives and History in Montgomery.
Here's our Bible.
It's been used at the inauguration of every state governor since 1853. Bible. The Bible was also used when Jefferson Davis took the oath of office as president of the Confederate States of America.
God damn it.
In 1861.
Fuck you.
It's a religious document.
Don't fuck
in a
with that.
Different way.
That's my religion, you
fuckface. A completely different religion.
Fuck you.
Unreal.
That's so fucked up.
So somehow they were able to deem that the state Bible.
Right.
I don't know how, but they don't have an official state book.
Okay.
That they have designated the Bible.
And stupid.
And one would say, which one?
How fucking stupid.
Well, which Bible?
What do you mean? The Christian one, dumbass.
Well, you've got your KJV.
Fuck
you. You've got your New American. You
the
got
my
your
Jesus Bible.
You got there's a bunch of Jesus Bibles. Look at that Ten Commandments hanging in the bathroom. Every time I piss, I got to look at that Ten Commandments.
Yeah, that's so stupid.
That a Jehovah's Witness version here at the Crab Diving Studios. Apparently, Ryan was out with the dog or something
in
the yard.
This.
And somebody just creepily handed this giant laminated rolled up poster over the fence.
The Ten Commandments.
Apparently, they feel some kind of demon vibe, special demon vibe coming from the crab diving compound.
God, thanks a lot.
And they sent one of their magic documents into the compound now, which is hanging in honor in the
in
the bathroom.
Don't ever fuck up. Those are the rules. They're right in there to live by.
Yeah, it's really creepy.
Especially
version.
Number four, where it takes like a paragraph to tell you how to not covet thy neighbor's wife's shit or whatever.
That's not the Catholic Ten Commandments hanging there. I remember most of the Ten Commandments that I got drilled into my head in 12 years of Catholic school.
Be careful.
That's the only drilling I got.
Okay.
So we'll see what goes on. See if West Virginia manages to declare the Bible as their state book. Right now it's in the Judiciary Committee.
Judiciary?
What do you think? What do you think, Billy Bob? What do you vote? State book? Should we make it the Holy Bible?
God damn it.
Which one? I'm a Methodist.
Fuck you.
Well, I don't know. I'm a Southern Baptist. We got to use mine.
I use my New World Christian book. Well, there's all kinds of weird fucking.
Right. Good news, I guess. Okay. But another attempt. See, the scary part is with like Jefferson Beauregard Sessions and Mike Pence, a couple of Big Macs away from the presidency.
Oh my God.
It's a worry that some of this good news might turn around to a frown the next time this shit happens. South Dakota.
How the fuck is Jeff Sessions the fucking attorney general, man?
And Pence.
Good fucking God. Good God.
South Dakota bill.
Fuck you.
SB 55. The breeze through the Senate the first time on a 23-13 vote.
Okay.
And they it's an education bill.
What?
Passed on to the Education Committee, which decided to kill it 11-4.
Okay.
The bill would have allowed teachers to discuss, quote, the strengths and weaknesses of scientific information.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
It's code for intelligent design. They want the teachers to be able to teach the controversy, Ryan. Evolution.
There is no controversy.
Strengths and weaknesses.
There is no controversy.
Correct.
There is none. Good. God, we're so stupid.
Director of Climate Parents, a advocacy group for like facts and science and shit.
I love it.
For teaching kids.
An advocacy.
Real things.
Why would we need an advocacy group
terrifying?
For facts, man? It
isn't
should be
that
just
terrifying?
Fucking facts.
2017, and we're fighting to teach science and not magic.
So lots of smart people here.
The director of Climate Parents, Lisa Hoyos, said, today's defeat of the Alternative Facts Science Bill, SB 55, is a victory for South Dakota students, parents, science teachers, and everyone who cares about the quality and integrity of science education in South Dakota.
Oh, that's good.
Fuck
yeah.
But expect this shit in other states because that's how they work. These are all, many of these legislations, especially the abortion-y ones, are created by the same fucking groups and they copy-paste.
Oh, yeah.
Leave the state blank, and they send it off to their knuckle-dragging Christo-fascist representatives in all these states.
They're so stupid.
And they say, here's the bill you got to pass. That fetal heartbeat law is a perfect example. There's that one woman, I forget her name, who proudly proclaimed that she wrote the fetal heartbeat law and has been spreading it around trying to get it passed in all these different states. Which means once there's a heartbeat detected.
Right.
No more abortion for you. Which could be 4 to 5 weeks or
sometimes you don't.
10 weeks or something like that. Something so close. Wait,
God,
4, 8, 10,
fucking
2 months.
Idea.
Like, I think it was 8 to 10 weeks, something like that. It was second month.
Yes.
It was early. Before you even know.
Right.
You missed your period barely.
Ugh.
So we'll keep an eye on, again, I'm sure South Dakota ain't exactly a liberal bastion.
It's like the fucking Taliban.
But just wait for that shit to start popping up.
Everybody relax.
In a more Bible belty.
Relax.
Type of area.
These Jesus people, you gotta fucking calm down, okay?
They are emboldened.
There's no war. No one's coming for your rights. You're relax.
You're lying.
Oh my God.
Fighting the good fight are our brethren.
What?
Of the Satanic Temple.
Yay.
Of which Crab Diving are
members. Remember.
Thanks to The Voice. By the way, Kelly The Voice, if you're listening live here this Friday, we'll be broadcast a brand new episode for you. Resist, motherfuckers. Listen to Kelly for the latest on activism, what to do, where to do, what to go, where to go, et cetera, et cetera.
That's right.
4 p.m. here, and then it'll be out on iTunes and Stitcher and stuff tonight. So listen to Kelly The Voice. Kelly The Voice is the one who gifted us a membership in the Satanic Temple.
Viva la Resistance!
For crab diving. Well, one of the, possibly some of the fundage that she supplied.
Yes.
Is going to fight the good fight in Minnesota. Where there was a display at a Veterans Memorial Park.
Okay.
That was all Jesus-y. A kneeling soldier in front of a Christian cross, which is a display that's gone up and been taken down in several cities. Which, by the way, if you're a Jewish veteran,
right,
or a non-believing veteran, or a Muslim veteran,
what is it doing?
It's a kneeling soldier with a gun, and he's kneeling. It's like a silhouette kind of thing, and he's kneeling in front of a Christian cross.
Okay.
Well, other people have given their lives.
Right.
Many, many other people of non-Christian religions have given their lives.
So why is the cross in the fucking thing?
Why is it suggesting that only Christians have died?
Right.
Well, mostly. Doesn't matter.
Just take the cross out of it.
Well, right.
And the message would be fine.
The so back in October, a local resident complained. And the city attorney essentially admitted that the memorial had been put up without approval by some veterans club.
Oh, shit.
Just threw it up in the park.
Oh, damn.
And that they would take it down in January. But there was, of course, outcry and outrage, Ryan, from conservatives. So the city council voted 3-2 to put with a resolution putting the monument back up. The Belle Plaine, Minnesota.
Right.
Nearly an hour of debate passed before the council narrowly approved the proposal 3-2 to designate a, quote, limited public forum in the park, which would accommodate up to 5 displays, religious or not, as long as they honor military veterans. So they're doing one of these, oh, it's a free speech zone.
Oh, I see.
Enter the Satanic Temple, who already has a design, a beautiful giant cube, like 3.5 feet tall with a soldier's helmet on it with some pentagrams, some beautiful pentagrams carved into the side,
awesome.
Ryan. Black steel rectangle, it says, with embossed inverted pentagrams, inlaid gold on 4 sides, inverted soldier helmet on black steel, and the Satanic Temple is ready and waiting. So
that's
if the
awesome.
City council puts up that other one, the Satanic Temple will be petitioning to put up theirs in the free speech zone also.
Oh, that's fucking awesome. I love that.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us. It's Friday. Back next week, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the East Tide Coast. iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Don't forget to listen to all the other entertainment. Leave good reviews. Spread the crabs and all the stuff here on the network. Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy, to his Instagram feed at Rated R Comedy, or check out his schedule at RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great weekend, heathens.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.